Analysts say the move by Pakistan-based Taliban fighters out of their traditional base in the tribal areas along the border could spell trouble for the Obama administration's new Afghanistan-Pakistan strategy. The U.S. plan calls for increasing troop levels in Afghanistan, as well as a gradual increase in counterinsurgency aid for Pakistan. More troops will require more supplies. Landlocked Afghanistan can be supplied only overland and by air, and the most viable overland supply lines run through Pakistan, which is locked in its own insurgency. Kamran Bukhari, an analyst with the private intelligence firm Stratfor, points out that the Pakistani Taliban and the Afghan Taliban have different primary goals. The Pakistani Taliban wants to destabilize the Islamabad government, while the Afghan Taliban wants to force Western troops out of Afghanistan.
Obviously, striking at the supply line is helping the brethren across the border in Afghanistan, but there is a complex disconnect between those who say that the focus of the fighting or the insurgency should be in Afghanistan and those who say that we should wage an uprising against the Pakistani state. So definitely they're helping their guys on the other side, but at the same time they have these other differences that are running parallel. It's like cooperation and competition taking place in tandem.
70% of Western supplies to NATO forces have to pass through the lawless ground in the tribal areas of Balochistan and militant-held areas in the northwest frontier province. Supplies are offloaded in the port city of Karachi and trucked to depots in Peshawar, then through the Khyber Pass and on to Kabul. The Khyber Pass, which has been a supply and trade route since the time of Alexander the Great, is particularly vulnerable. Blowing up a bridge there can shut down convoy traffic for days, as has happened at least 7 times since last September. The depots and terminals that store supplies in Peshawar have also been plagued by suspected Taliban sabotage. But the convoys are not escorted by either U.S. or Pakistani forces. Using American troops is politically untenable in Pakistan, so the United States uses Pakistani security contractors rather than enlisting the Pakistan Army for security. Stratfor analyst Kamran Bukhari says that does not sit well with Islamabad.
They don't want the United States overriding them and making their own direct channels with local security contractors and other firms and transportation companies. So that's their main incentive. Second of all, of course, if the army is doing it or is in charge of ferrying all these supplies and making sure that they reach their destinations, there is a monetary incentive in that because there's a lot of money involved, and the military will get a cut in that.
Brian Claughley, a former Australian Army military attaché in Islamabad, says the system is riddled with corruption even among the contractors.
There's quite a lot of underhand maneuvering concerning contracts and, of course, the actual passage of vehicles, because one contractor can perhaps say, right, if you are not going to pay me off, I will ensure that your convoy is torched.
Retired Lieutenant General Ali Orakzai, former Army Corps Commander Peshawar and former Governor of the Northwest Frontier Province, says that even if the supplies are not weapons-related, the routing of NATO convoys through the province nevertheless is resented among local tribespeople.
The plea that the militants have taken is that the government of Pakistan allows these convoys to use our territory where, you know, ammunition and weapons are transported to Afghanistan. And then the same weapons and ammunition are used against us in the form of drone attacks and helicopters coming and artillery fire coming across from Afghanistan and killing innocent people in the tribal areas.
There are also air routes, but those supply lines have been subjected to political pressures. The United States has been trying to persuade Kyrgyzstan not to close the Manash Air Base in the Central Asian state, which has been used to move military personnel and goods in and out of Afghanistan. The U.S. had an airbase in Uzbekistan, but was evicted in 2005 in a dispute over that country's poor human rights record. The U.S. has also started moving some supplies through Russia and other Central Asian states. But Pakistan remains the most direct route, if not the safest one. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.